2 more years of Dick? Controversial police commissioner set to lead London's police until 2024, report. By Kurt Zindelka on September 9, 2021. London's Metropolitan Police Commissioner Dame Cressida Dick will reportedly be offered a 2-year extension to her contract by Home Secretary Priti Patel. Despite Dick's failures to tackle knife crime and her record of woke policy decisions, Dame Cressida Dick, who became the first female and first openly homosexual leader of London's police force in 2017, will reportedly be asked to stay on at her post until at least 2024. Home Secretary Priti Patel and London Mayor Sadiq Khan are among those behind keeping the controversial commissioner, the Evening Standard reported. It has not been revealed if Dick wishes to stay on. But if a deal were to be inked, it would be twice the length of the extension given to her predecessor, Lord Hogan Howe. Dame Cressida's tenure as top cop in Britain has been marred by rampant knife crime and rising homicide rates. In the year prior to the Chinese coronavirus crisis, London saw the highest number of homicides in 10 years, with 150 people losing their lives. Despite the city being placed under some of the strictest lockdown conditions in the country for most of last year, London still saw 126 homicides in 2020, 15 of whom were teenagers. Knife crime has been at the heart of the violence epidemic in London, with 15,600 offences with knives or sharp blades being recorded in pre-lockdown year of 2019-20, compared to 9,700 in 2014-15. Aside from her failures to tackle the crime wave in her city, Dame Cressida has also been criticised for spearheading the woke agenda pushed by leftist Mayor Sadiq Khan. While actual crimes have ravaged the city, Khan and Dick have placed heavy emphasis on policing tweets through schemes like the Online Hate Crime Hub. In 2019, it was reported that the unit had investigated 1,612 cases during a 2-year period, yet secured merely 6 convictions, despite costing the taxpayer £1.7 million. Dame Cressida has also joined Mr. Khan in pushing for a racial quota in the Met of 40% Black, Asian, and Minority Ethnic Background, BAME, officers. In November, the top police officer said that she will strain every sinew to reach the target by 2022. Since lockdown measures were introduced last year, the Met Commissioner has also been accused of policing protests in a political fashion, taking a hard line in forcibly shutting down anti-lockdown protests while largely taking a hands-off approach to Black Lives Matter activists. In June of last year, Dick said that the reason for the lax approach to BLM protests was due to fears of kicking off serious disorder and the law was actually enforced against BLM. Speaking to Breitbart London in March, then London Assembly member David Curtin said, "We've seen over the past months, we have freedom rallies that have been brutally shut down with riot police. We've had BLM protests, we've had Extinction Rebellion protests where, the police, have gone in softly." Dame Cressida also faced calls from the left to resign after the Met forcibly shut down a peaceful vigil for Sarah Everard, a 33-year-old woman who was kidnapped and murdered by one of Dick's officers in March. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.